From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Denver Bronco quarterback Peyton Manning continues to rewrite the NFL record book. Manning's 12 touchdown passes through 3 weeks of the season are a new NFL record. He threw three more last night as the Broncos beat the Raiders on Monday Night Football 37-21. The Packers released wide receiver and return man Jeremy Ross yesterday. Mike McCarthy says it all comes down to production or lack thereof. Packers coming off a loss to the Bengals on Sunday as they head into their bye week. Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers says the Bengal defensive line was pretty good.
I think they were looking probably to bat it down a little bit, knowing we were going to get some quick passes on that. I mean, they're smart defensive ends. They played some years in the league, and they're both 6'6 plus, so got to try and get their hands down. We did some different things, cut them on some plays, slid the line at times, but they're good players.
And he said it was just one of those days.
Competitive and expect to play well every week, and this week it didn't happen, so it was frustrating. We couldn't convert, got into a rhythm there in the third quarter, looked like we were going to blow the game open, and turned the ball over twice, turned the ball over again in the fourth quarter, and that's why we lost.
The Brewers beat the Braves 5-0 last night behind Marco Estrada. The two teams will play again tonight. You can hear the game right here. Pre-game show at 5:35. The National League's playoff field is set. The Pirates and Reds clinched at least a wild card berth last night after the Cardinals beat the Nationals. Washington was eliminated from contention. It's the first postseason berth since 1992 for Pittsburgh, and the first time the Reds have made back-to-back appearances since 1975-76. Cardinals have a two-game lead in the National League Central. That's sports. I'm Tom King.